Listening Part 3. You will hear a counsellor, Kevin Eastwell, and a conservationist, Julia Wright, discuss cats in New Zealand. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today I'm joined by Town Councillor Kevin Eastwell and conservationist Julia Wright to talk about a much-loved household pet that's causing some controversy here in New Zealand at the moment, the cat. So, Julia, let's start with you. Enlighten us on the problem. Surely everyone loves a cat.
Thank you, Dan. And yes, cats are close to our hearts, that can't be denied. But we shouldn't be blind to a much more significant issue they bring about. The elimination of a variety of species, particularly birds, here in the country. All countries have to protect their native species, but for New Zealanders, the need is so much stronger, because whereas other countries may be able to repopulate depleted species by bringing the same species in from other countries, they just don't have that luxury, as many of their species are completely unique to their country. Cats are great pets, sure, but they're also predators, and they've killed off more than 11 bird species in New Zealand.
But let's make it clear that we're talking about feral cats, not the common domestic cat we find within homes. And while I do accept there is a sensitive problem to deal with here, we need to be careful not to demonise those with cats. I'd say 9 out of 10 of them already take their responsibilities as owners seriously.
But let's backtrack a moment. How has this occurred? I mean, it's common knowledge that cats kill birds, but are they actually responsible for killing off whole species of birds?
What you need to take into consideration here is how unique this country is. Never historically being home to mammals, unlike other countries, the bird population flourished. However, with very few threats to counter, they didn't cultivate the necessary survival skills for living amongst the varieties of life that have now been introduced. So, for example, a cat finds a bird, and in other places, that bird just flies away, hopefully. But some of their birds can't even fly.
This isn't a modern problem, though, as far as I'm concerned. It's been taking place over centuries since humans first populated the islands. Take, for example, the Lyell's wren, a bird that thrived in New Zealand, well, up until the first human settlement in the 13th century. Then fast forward to the start of the 19th century, and this bird population was all but wiped out on the main islands. Numbers had dwindled to just a colony on St. Stephen's Island.
But much later, when that became home to a lighthouse, with a cat that produced more feral cats, that was another nail in the coffin for the Lyell's wren, so to speak.
So, what can we do about this?
Well, I imagine Julia has much more drastic ideas than I do on what needs to be done. For me, it's fundamental to respect and protect the rights of our citizens. And as a nation where almost half of us are cat owners, we shouldn't bombard them with restrictions and make cat owning a headache. What we do need to do, I believe, is to agree on a working system for the reduction of feral cats, which are the main problem. But this should be nationwide, not a localised initiative, as I'd argue the major damage is done in rural areas.
I'm sorry, but for me that's just burying your head in the sand and ignoring the simple fact that cats travel. Certainly, we shouldn't outlaw pet ownership, but we've got to cut this problem off at the source. The issue with household cats is twofold. Of course they are predators themselves, but the fact that feral cats are born from household cats is the real nettle we need to grasp. Only around 90% of cats are spayed or neutered, and that is 10% too low, especially when there's more than one cat within the home. And for me, this is what needs to change. Or at the very least, cats that are within that 10% need to stay indoors.
Is that a policy you see working?
Not for the residents in my town, I'm afraid, and I agree with them. We mustn't restrict freedom of choice, and most importantly, we shouldn't scapegoat the household cat when the issue is far more complex. There are plenty of other predators affecting our wildlife that I think we should prioritise over this issue.
So, what is being done about the predator threat in general?
Well, there's a programme called Predator Free 2050, aimed at eradicating rats, stoats and possums, considered by some to be their most dangerous predators, which has received widespread backing from numerous areas. It is undeniably a noble cause, but one that would do well to stretch its ambitions by including feral cats. Nobody knows the feral cat population in the country, but it is estimated at around 2.5 million, and this is 2.5 million too many.